The Reverend Samuel Hawthorne and his wife Vivian, the former Miss Bowl, have remained at Ballylennon Manse following his surprising rejection by a congregation in Scotland for alleged high church leanings. Vivian has found evidence that an abandoned cottage, said to have ancestral connections with President Hoover, was left by the emigrating McFinney family 100 years ago to the Presbyterian Church, not the local Catholic Church as is generally believed. These matters are of intense interest to shopkeeper Muriel McConkie and her sister Vera, operator of the telephone exchange. Ballylennon, 1956.
Ballylennon call office. Number, please. Oh, Peg. Excuse me. I'm just finishing my breakfast. No. Go on. I'm listening. Well, he would be. I knew that would happen. He had it coming to him. Yes, Muriel's here beside me. She's toasting a cut of bread at the bars of the range. Oh, thanks, Peg. I'll give you a jangle later on. Right, bye. Peg Sweeney says Father O'Flatley was so upset about the result of the auction, he didn't go out for his early run.
He was on the altar for 7 last year.
Well, the town didn't get the benefit of seeing him running round in his bare legs at his usual hour. I suppose there were a few disappointed faces. The bread's burning.
Oh, poof. I took my eye off it.
But it wasn't his fault Canon Free's niece claimed the belongings after the auction. How could Father O'Flatley know of her existence if the Canon didn't leave a will?
It isn't that he's upset about. He'll just have to pass over the money to earn compensation. And what would an elderly nun in Roehampton be doing with a few second-hand knick-knacks that wouldn't be worth the carriage over? Well, anyway, I'm not parting with my 3-piece set of bedroom china for all the Irish nuns in English convents.
He should have inquired, though.
Not even Peg knew of the niece, though I'm not standing up for him. He's had a good slap in the face coming to him for the way he looks down on everyone who isn't a professor or an archbishop. No, what's upsetting him is the small sum that came in from the auction.
These deeds look very genuine to me, Samuel. What I can't understand is how the other crowd ever imagined the place had been left to them by the McFinneys.
Finneys, I don't think we should probe into it, Vivian. It's the kind of thing that can very easily lead to sectarian strife.
I certainly won't go out of my way to mention it, Samuel. But I might do so, very diplomatically, of course, should an occasion present itself.
Yes, but if it hadn't been for your tidying up in here, and we thought we were leaving for Lochwinner, you'd never have set your eyes on these deeds, if they are deeds. My knowledge of legal affairs is very scant. Look, we've got another very important decision to make, Vivian. I think we should try and dispose of it now.
Yes. Shall we step through into the church?
That may help us to solve it.
It's a very musty smell. I should have left one of the windows open.
It must be the turnips.
That's a cabbagey smell. I know the smell of a cabbage when it's been left in the ground too long. I think it must be coming from the porch.
Porch? Mr. Phibbs said he might leave the vegetables in the porch.
That's what it is. Yes, I can see the sack. He should have made sure they were fresh.
Fresh. Now, shall we decide?
Personally, I think the dahlias would look far better than the Michaelmas daisies, because they go with the carpet. Almost.
We placed the dahlias by the Lord's table last year, Vivian. Mrs. McInerney will take great offence if her Michaelmas daisies are relegated to the pews, as she claims they were 2 years running. I must confess I can't remember. Certainly, I prefer a sheaf of corn to either, but all the farmers seem to have gone over to livestock.
Well, we can hardly bring in a bullock.
It's not as absurd as you think, Vivian. In some parts of Canada, I believe, domestic animals and poultry are led into the Lord's house at the time of Thanksgiving. There's someone at the porch door.
I'll go. It may be Mrs. McInerney with her Michaelmas daisies. I'll humour her. Hello, Mr. Bonner.
Excuse me, Mrs. Can I speak to his reverence?
Samuel,
It's Mr. Bonner to see you.
Oh, do step in, Mr. Bonner. It's the ever-open door here.
Is that a fact? I've seen the wee blue car parked in the ditch.
Just preparing for our harvest Thanksgiving, Mr. Bonner. The ladies of the congregation will be here shortly to decorate the church.
Is that what the cabbages is for?
Yes, indeed. They have their own beauty.
Many's the time I've seen a beautiful cabbage, right enough. What I was looking for was a few words for the Vindicator, who'll be here and that kind of thing, you know.
Well, of course, I won't know who comes till after the event.
Yeah, but there'll be one or two you can count on.
Well, Reverend and Mrs. Titterington from Rosnallo, we can usually count on them. And Mr. Wormell from Shanghai will almost certainly be here with his daughter Hannah.
That's a queer distance to come, so it is.
They're on furlough with his mother in Rafu.
Very good, so that'll help me flesh out a paragraph, so it will. I'll say, all were made welcome amongst the floral decorations and the vegetables. No, I won't say that. I'll think of something better like the seasonable produce.
I don't think an euphemism is needed.
What? No, it's not. No, not needed.
But you can't print the names of those who were here unless you're sure they were here.
I'll have to get me copy in, Mrs. No one that was mentioned as being at anything has ever complained, even if they weren't at it. But I can tell you they're very quick to complain if they're not mentioned, so they are. Did you know the railway's definitely closing?
The railway's been definitely closing ever since I was no higher than a daisy.
Vivian, I don't think Mr. Bonner's interested in what height you were.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Oh, no, nothing.
Well, it is closing. Those two inspectors sent in a disadvantageous report, so they did. I'm going to collect signatures. Will you sign here on the clipboard?
Clipboard? I don't think I'm really in a position to sign anything, not being native to the place, you know?
No, but you'll experience the inconvenience of the railway doors closed. How, for example, will Mr. Wormell of the Chinese Mission get here if there's no train from Rafu? Here, I'll sign that.
Thanks, Mrs. There'll be dozens thrown out of work if that line closes down.
Very well. I'll add my name.
We have to think of the unemployment, so we do. Thanks very much, now. I'll be seeing you. Good luck.
I do wonder what I was signing. There was no heading at the top of the sheet. I hope it was nothing inflammatory.
Oh, you may be sure it was for the railway. It's his own job down at the station he's thinking about. It's the porters who'll be the first to be made redundant. Now, Samuel, shall we pile the parsnips by the offertory box?
This cauliflower's a bit dozy, Vera. But I got it for tuppence and sharkies.
That's mildew, Muriel.
I'll cut off the bad side of it.
Oh, the post came while you were out. That letter looks like it's from Maybelle McFinney.
Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, who else? She knows my name. She must have got my letter. The McFinney Hoover Foundation is eager to proceed with the purchase of the presidential homestead.
Presidential homestead? Oh.
Subject only to a visit of inspection and a declaration of the price expected. My secretary will call you by phone before the end of the month. Oh, I'd better tell Fonsi. I don't know how they're getting on with the renovation.
I'll give him a wee ding now. Well, it's lunchtime. He's probably in the... Hello? Ballylennon 3?
It is, Miss McConkie.
I'll put my sister on the extension.
Hello, Fonsi. There's a letter from Mrs. McFinney. She wants to have a look and to know the price.
That thatcher's got the shingles.
Did you decide on the shingled roof? I thought the thatch...
No, Muriel. He's taken to his bed with the shingles and I don't see him getting up out of it before the weekend.
Oh, that should be time enough.
We'll say nothing about the price. We can leave that since she's here and we can see the cut of her. Now, Muriel, if what Mrs. Hawthorne says is true about the deeds, the question is, has she got them? Because I have them here. And they say the church and no mention of a particular church.
I don't know if she has them, Fonsi. I didn't take it up with her because I didn't want to get into a discussion.
We'll have to hold a meeting.
Would that be wise?
If we don't, it'll look as if we were hiding something. We can allude to the American homestead.
Allude, Fonsi?
In passion-like. To keep it above board.
Well, I'll make the arrangements. Yes, it's nearly 2 months since we had our last full meeting.
Bye for next Thursday, Muriel.
That's a good night for Mr. Bonner. And God Gallagher's back from his refresher course, so we should get a good attendance.
What are they doing to the barracks, God Gallagher?
The scaffolding. It's a bit of a renovation, Reverend. They'll be putting in the pipe water and painting and plastering inside and out.
That will result in improved quarters for you, I suppose.
So they tell me, but I'm having to move out for a bit while the worst of work's going on. The sergeant and his wife's already gone to stop with her married brother out the Milford Road.
So you'll be camping out then?
That's a thing I never thought of. Well, I suppose I could.
I was only joking, guard. The weather wouldn't be right for a bivouac under the stars just now. You didn't see Mrs. Hawthorne passing in the car. She was to pick me up on our way back to the manse.
I did, but see her passing by.
Did you see her?
Oh, no, that's just a song I'm rehearsing for the concert in aid of the sciatica and lumbago. Here's Miss McConkie. She might have seen her.
Oh, no, it's quite...
Hello, Miss McConkie. You didn't see Mrs. Hawthorne down your way.
No, I didn't. There's not many out today. Oh, good morning, Reverend Hawthorne. Has Mrs. Hawthorne walked out on you?
Oh, no, it's nothing. She's only a few minutes late. Guard Gallagher here tells me he's being evicted from the barracks.
Oh, I'm not. It's only for the renovations. I'd better be going back now before they bring the ceiling down in the office. Good day, Your Reverence. Be seeing you, Miss McConkie.
Good afternoon, Guard. Oh, my wife said she was going to telephone you about something or other musical, I think.
Anytime she likes.
God love him.
I'm sure he does.
Well, Mr. Hawthorne, my sister was telling me Mrs. Hawthorne found some papers saying the place we now refer to as the McFinney Homestead wasn't left to the Church of the Immaculate Conception at all. I wonder what the wording is.
I don't think it's anything we should trouble about, Miss McConkie. Just some old document my wife came across in the vestry.
I think you're right not to let a thing like that get out, because it might all stem from a mistake. It could cause annoyance, and then it'd get in the papers, and after that there'd be months arguing the ins and outs.
I quite agree.
Let sleeping dogs lie. Because if that get out, you may be sure other things would get out. Things that shouldn't get out. Now, with the best will in the world, it wouldn't do anyone any good if the town started talking about how you were turned down for a job in Scotland.
Scotland?
Yes. It's nobody's business but your own. But you know how people talk.
Miss McConkie, I didn't think anyone was aware that...
Well, there you are now. Oh, here's Mrs. Hawthorne in the wee blue car. And I must hurry back to open the switchboard for 2 o'clock. Oh, hello, Mrs. Hawthorne. Lovely day. You left this poor man thinking he'd been deserted.
Ah, there you are, Stumpy. Are you going up to the meeting?
I'll just give you a minute to finish your glass. And I can't stay long. I've read a paragraph about the pipe water scheme. It's been extended out to the Pierce Villas.
So what were the people in the Pierce Villas want with pipe water? They'll only leave the taps running and waste it. And that'd be another penny on the rates.
No, but they do want it, you see. They'd never have thought of it, only the rest of the town has it. And now they must have it. And that's fair enough.
They'll be looking for water closets next.
Oh, well, I suppose that's democracy, so it is.
Listen, Stumpy, I'm relying on you to keep the meeting going so as to steer me off another topic.
What's that?
Oh, you know, that ruined cottage in Dunskitrick. Matter of fact, he's after selling it to an undisclosed party, and another party has some reason why it shouldn't be sold. But what she doesn't know is it's already been sold.
A party connected with cabbages, turnips, and floral decorations.
I don't get you, Stumpy.
And the Chinese missions?
That could be near it.
I was looking up something in the history book. I had to get right for a paragraph on Charles Stuart Parnell, and I came across the notion of the filibuster.
Ah.
The filibuster. Huh? Keeping talking. They used to keep talking in the Parliament at Westminster to stop the other crowd from having their speak.
That's exactly it. You interrupt the proceedings when you judge the going's getting rough. We better go up, Stumpy. There's a few gone up already.
Aye, aye, aye.
Ah! There There you are, Miss McCarthy.
Dad,
Harry. Punctual as usual, huh?
Take a seat at the table, guard.
Here, Mr. Barr. I'll call the bar stool over to the table for you. There.
Thanks,
sit down. Oh, is anyone else due?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Hawthorne. Glad you could make it.
Hello. Sorry for being late.
You aren't late, Mrs. Hawthorne. Sure, we'd have waited for you anyway. Rand, Reverend Hawthorne.
Good evening, everyone.
May I sit here?
Of course.
Oh,
thank you. My husband wasn't going to come. He had a slight headache, but I persuaded.
You should have stopped by the fire with a couple of aspirins.
Yes, that's the best cure.
No. The best cure is to tie your head in a red flannel blanket and suck a mouthful of cloves. That's what the granny would do when the head was at her, so she did.
Can I say to business now? Now, first, the chairman's report. Well, there's nothing much to report, except the possible good news that the McFinney Foundation of West Virginia will be sending a deputation to take a look at the ancestral home of President Hoover.
Ooh.
Now, we know we mustn't be jumping to conclusion, so I'm only mentioning it in passing, and so as everyone is kept informed.
But they're making it into a kind of tourist attraction, I suppose.
Oh, I'm sure that that's their idea. And I'd say they do it well, too. Any other queries?
I would like...
No, you go ahead.
You speak, Samuel.
Mr. Chairman, as a matter of great urgency, I want to raise the closure of the railway because it's a vital concern to this community. It should take precedence over all else.
Yes, Mr. Bonner, I know you're concerned, but can we stick with the matter in hand, the Hoover Cottage, in case there's anything else?
I thought you wanted to.
Yes, Mr. Bonner. I'll take your item next. Go on, sit down. Thank you, Mr. Bonner. And look, any further comments on the Hoover Cottage, Mrs. Hawthorne? No?
Mr. Chairman, if I might be allowed to make just one point. As a recognized historian...
She is?
Yes, and I'm not at all convinced that the McFinney family, which emigrated in the mid-19th century, were related to the Hoovers, though I concede that everyone here believes that to be so.
My wife's point is a moral one. Can we, in all honesty, encourage an American foundation to invest their money in something which may have a dubious background?
What? That's a very good point, Reverend Hawthorne, and I'm glad you brought it up, because no one here would like to be wrong-footed, especially when there's a considerable financial expenditure proposed. Don't you all agree?
Yes, that's what I mean.
So, you see, we're very much with you, Reverend. Now, what I suggest is this. We all know the resources available in America for historical research. Isn't that the term, Mrs. Hawthorne? You, that's the scholar?
Yes.
So we can let them come over, and if they take a liking to the place, we can put it forward that they go back to Washington or wherever these things are kept and look up the McFinneys for themselves. Agreed.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Mrs. Hawthorne, yes, Ian.
I let it rest until the American group has actually seen the property. A matter relating to ownership that need not arise if they decide not to buy.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Hawthorne, you're right to let it rest until we know more. Now, Mr. Bonner, your item on the railway.
It's a very urgent item, Mr. Chairman.
Yes?
And I was bringing it up anyway,
The Londonderry and Lux Willy Railway has issued a statement, and I have it here. Pursuant upon the findings of our consultants, Messrs. McAfee and Dunwoody, we regret that for economic reasons we are forced to terminate all services on the Letterkenny and Carrigart branch as from November the 1st, 1956. There you have it.
Oh, it's a very short blot for a big step.
Messrs. McAfee and Dunwoody. Messrs. That's what they are. Big, overfed messrs. No consideration at all for the public that has to get from one place to the next.
Could they not go on the bus?
Bus! I'll read on. Competition from Bus Inishowen has reduced revenue on this branch to an unworkable level. And who owns Bus Inishowen? The Londonderry and Lough Swilly Railway. Do you know what that is, Chairman? It's fascism. Fascist pigs. Oh. That's what they are.
Now, calm yourself, Mr. Bonner.
Mr. Bonner is right.
What is?
The state has a duty to provide reasonable transportation, especially in what they're pleased to term uneconomic areas.
Exactly.
I propose that we make our view felt in the highest quarters.
Mrs. Hawthorne's right. They're closing down all the railways in England, and there's no call for us to imitate the mistake that's been made over there.
Wait a minute. Protest march, Mr. Chairman.
And who better to organize it than you, Mrs. Hawthorne? Can we ask you and Mr. Bonner to go away and provide a plan for the next meeting?
Certainly, Mr. Charman.
Go stick a dynamite under their depot is what's needed.
I won't put that remark in a minute, will I, Mr. Chairman?
No, Mr. Parker.
I commend your restraint, Mr. Chairman.
And I commend you in the matter of the McFinney homestead, Reverend Hawthorne.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Restraint is a quality we could all do with. Indeed it is. I hope you can manage to attend more of our meetings, Reverend.
It's all in the public interest, Mr. Charman.
It is indeed, Mrs. Hawthorne.
You listen in on the extension, Muriel.
Ballylennon 2, the barracks.
Gar Gallagher, this is Miss McConkie of the Telephone Exchange.
Hello, Miss McConkie.
My sister and I were just talking about the way the barracks has been turned inside out.
I have to be out by next Sunday, Miss McConkie.
You remember the advertisement we put in the Vindicator about our spare room?
Aye. You told me at the time you were looking for a lady tenant.
Oh, I've forgotten that's what we said.
What's that?
Someone speaking to my sister out in the shop. Well, we thought, just to help you out, that we could talk about the room here, if it suits you.
I'd be very glad to discuss it.
No, me. My sister and I have discussed it. We can sleep you, but we can't eat you.
I take my dinner in the Swilly, Miss McConkie.
Of course, I've often seen you there. But there are things we need to straighten out first.
How much would you be charging?
How much?
Why, I don't know.
That's a thing we could straighten out. A couple of pounds, I suppose. You can call round any evening after devotions.
I will, Miss McConkie. Oh, that's a great weight of my mind. Reverend Hawthorne was saying I should sleep in the tent, and I was coming to think that's how it ended up, though he was only joking.
Reverend Hawthorne's a real comic turn. I never met a man with such a broad sense of humour.
Wasn't that a funny thing, Vivian?
I don't think it was a bit funny, Samuel. It was intended as a slight. She must have been listening in on your conversations with Mr. Allen of Lochwinnock. How else would you know? I think that tune will make an excellent voluntary during harvest collection. Farewell to Golden Corn in Canaan's Pleasant Land by Jeremiah Hampton Gurney. I'll mark it in pencil. There. I suspected her of eavesdropping some time ago.
But not deliberately, Vivian. She'd hardly listen to a person's conversation deliberately. In fact, it'd be hard not to overhear bits of conversations when you're working on a switchboard.
Your Christian view of the baser side of human nature does you credit, Samuel.
I can't see that it was malicious. And wasn't her sister very nice to you after last night's meeting?
Her sister is always nice to me, and I'm always nice to her. That's the way the game is played.
Oh, Vivian, you mustn't become bitter.
Hello.
I think we have a visitor. He's coming here so often, people will start thinking we've made a convert.
Hello?
He's in the porch. I know what it's about. You've still to pick the last thing. I suggest come, ye thankful people, come.
And I've so much to be thankful for.
There you are, Mrs. Hawthorne. I've drafted out a statement. If you approve, I'll send it to the Vindicator along with my weekly copy.
Oh, you shouldn't have bothered to come round, Mr. Bonner. I'd have been glad to hear it read out over the phone.
Now, they're getting very mean-minded about who uses the phone in the station master's office. Mr. McGinnity says they're examining all the phone bills. It's part of the plot to undermine the confidence of the workers. And it's not as if I use the phone for anything outside of the public interest, you know?
Would you like to read out your draft?
Aye. The Ballylennon Development Association states that it is entirely opposed to the closure of the railway that has served the citizens of northeast Donegal since earliest times. This reprehensible act of mindless bureaucracy, Mrs. Hawthorne, will not go unchallenged, as this is a three-pronged threat to 1. Transport, 2. Employment, and 3. Tourism. Accordingly, a public protest has been planned and the details of the date will be announced at a later date. Do you think that's meaty enough, Mrs. Hawthorne? Will that stop them dead in their tracks?
It will certainly create interest.
Aye, and I'm thinking of sending it to the Derry Journal too. No harm in alerting the rest of the world. Did you get the vegetables you were expecting for your, you know?
Oh, yes. And if your piece about the harvest Thanksgiving hasn't gone in yet, you might care to add that Reverend Hawthorne is also going to organise a beetle drive in aid of the mission to Shanghai.
A beetle?
Drive. Admission 2 and 6.
Beetle? Shanghai. That'll certainly create interest.
I see on the Vindicator that they're entertaining visitors from China over at the other place.
What's that, Mira?
What are you doing out there, Muriel?
I was giving a clean out to the hen house. If God Galahad takes a dander out the back, I don't want him saying there's a terrible smell.
He wouldn't notice that. He's from the country. They'll probably have the hens in the kitchen.
Oh, and I hope he won't be wakened too early by the rooster. What's the dish you were saying about visitors from China?
Oh, well, I don't know. Mr. Wormell and Miss Wormell from the Shanghai Mission. Well, that's hardly a Chinese name. Well, mind you, there's many the one with slanty eyes round here. Hello, number please.
Miss McConkey.
Mr. Bonner.
Has your sister a copy of the Vindicator in the shop?
They're just in. I'm having a read of it here at the switch.
Did they put in a statement about the railway?
We'll just see now. Recent ordinations. Funfair fatality. Oh, here it is. Development Association's objection to rail decision. Will I read it out?
No, I didn't get my copy yet. I just wondered if it was in, you know.
Well, I must have a good read of that.
There's nothing from the railway company.
Not on this page, anyway.
Do you remember putting through a call to the station a few minutes ago?
Ballylennonine? That's right, I did.
Well, it was the editor of the Vindicator looking for me. He had a complaint from the directors of the railway. Why hadn't he printed their statement regretting the closure?
And why hadn't he?
Because I didn't give it to him.
Oh?
I suppressed it, Miss McConkie.
Oh, exciting times we're living in, Mr. Bonner.
Exciting's right. But he's threatening me with a sack, so he is. That means there'll be 2 jaws will be gone. The writing and the portrait.
Oh, that's a shame.
But I live to fight it all day, Miss McConkie.
Oh, you will, of course. Goodbye now, Mr. Bonner.
What was wee Stumpy Bonner on about?
Oh, he's going to chain himself to the railings in the cause of democracy.
Where was he ringing from?
Number 3, the Swilly Arm.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say he'd been in the bar all evening. He'd be singing another tune when he wakes up in the morning.
In Ballylennon by Christopher Fitzsimon, Fonsy Doherty was played by T.P. McKenna. Muriel McConkie by Margaret Darcy and Vera McConkie, Stella McCusker. Vivian Hawthorne was Anya McCartney. The Reverend Hawthorne, Gerard Murphy. Stumpy Bonner, Gerard McSorley. And Guard Gallagher, John Hewitt. The theme music was played by Stephanie Hughes. And the series was directed by Owen O'Callaghan.